About a year ago, the Saskatchewan government took a few steps towards a program to develop what sometimes are known carbon offsets, a way to pay farmers and others for their efforts and ability to store carbon. But as far as we know, there remains a rather large gap in this promise of sustainable agriculture. In this province, at least so far, there's no carbon credit payment system, only a carbon tax, or taxes, if you will. Still, U of S science guys have developed another computer app, which they say will track the potential carbon offset value of trees and shelter belts. Shelter belts being not quite a thing of the past in modern-day large equipment agriculture, but officials say Saskatchewan farms still maintain 60,000 K of shelter belts. Colin LaRocque at USASC says farms with shelter belts probably store more carbon dioxide than they realize. A U of S news release says LaRocque and colleagues estimate a total of more than 21.3 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent is stored by these shelter belts. If you go by the federal carbon scheme of $30 a ton carbon pricing, total value $639 million. And then again, the feds soon will up that tax to $50 a ton. The researchers calculate, under current practice in Saskatchewan, that under a $30 carbon tax, a quarter section long or 0.4 kilometer shelter belt of carragana, or other shrub planted today, would be worth roughly $1,900 by 2050. A three-row farmyard shelter belt surrounding a homestead with carragana, white spruce, and green ash could be worth about $5,300 in carbon offset value by 2050. The university says the new app is user-friendly. Hallelujah. See shelterbelt-sk.ca. Well, in this context, we wonder about the additional environmental benefits that might result from the mega irrigation project announced Thursday by the current Saskatchewan government, a 10-year, three-phase plan to double the amount of Saskatchewan farmland under irrigation. Yorkton MLA Greg Ottenbright, the minister in charge of Sask Water, and he's also the highways minister.
Like $4 billion investment, but there's easy potential for $10 to $15 billion of return on investment to government through taxation and other sources of income. But then when we look at the GDP is huge over the next 50 years, anywhere from $40 to $80 billion of GDP, that expansion of the economy in the province. So, an investment up front, not really an expense, it'll cost up front, but an investment to spur on investment and economy that the province hasn't seen in many years, maybe ever.
When complete, this massive project potentially will cover more than 780 sections, fed primarily from the 50-mile-long Lake Diefenbaker Reservoir. On the land, from The Rock, I'm Jack Dawes.